romantic love enables you to focus on just one person at a time. You can, you know, have lots of partners to satisfy the sex drive, but romantic love is focused on just one person. And I actually think George Bernard Shaw summed up love very well when he said, love consists of overestimating the differences between one woman and another. And indeed, that's what you do. Nobody else can fill the place of this particular person. Well, I and my colleagues have put over 100 people into a brain scanner to watch what happens when you fall in love. The first 17 people were people who had just fallen happily in love. The next group were 15 people who had just been rejected in love. And the third was a group of people in their 50s and 60s who had been married actually an average of 21 years and who reported that they were still madly in love, not just loving, but in love with their partner. And we found some things that were common to all three experiences, and that is activity in a tiny little factory near the base of the brain called the ventral tegmental area. And this brain region is part of the reward system, the brain system for wanting, for craving, for obsession. And indeed, what's going on when you fall in love with somebody is you've just triggered the ventral tegmental area, this region, to begin to make dopamine and send dopamine, which is a natural stimulant, to many brain regions. And that's what gives you that rush of infatuation. There is a sense of real unreality, and the reason is, as the basic parts of the brain are pumping out the dopamine, there's parts of your prefrontal cortex, this is the region right behind your forehead, that are beginning to shut down. They are deactivating. The blood is running out, and those brain regions are linked with decision-making and putting this whole thing together. So as you're feeling all that elation and energy and focus and motivation and craving, there is somebody camping in your head and you can't get them out. And in fact, other brain regions linked with decision making are beginning to withdraw. Romantic love shows all of the basic traits of any addiction, but the main traits of addiction are intense craving for either the alcohol or the drugs, or in this case, the person, real tolerance for the person. You need to see them over and over. When people have been rejected in love, they go through terrible withdrawals, just like drug withdrawals. Men and women do it slightly differently. Women talk a great deal about their trauma and lie in bed and cry, and men are more likely to drive too fast, drink too much, hole up and watch TV. But it's incredible stress when you've been rejected in love. And then, of course, along with the craving and the intense tolerance and the withdrawal symptoms, there's also relapse. You know, you're beginning to recover. It's 8 months later, and you're driving along in your car, and you suddenly hear a song that reminds you of this person, and boom, you're right back into craving them, wondering if by now they could take you back, wondering if you should call them again, and maybe they've changed their mind, et cetera, et cetera. So it has all of the traits of a basic substance addiction. As a matter of fact, when you've been rejected in love, a whole brain region linked with basic physical pain becomes activated, not just the distress that goes along with pain and rejection, but physical pain itself.